Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, March the 7th, 2017. I'm Tungamili Nkomo. And tonight, we are marking 2 years after the abduction and disappearance of human rights activist Itai Dzamara. Also, we will be touching on the sentencing of another activist, Linda Masarira, after she was found guilty of obstructing traffic during last year's protests that virtually shut down the nation. Let's get connected on Facebook at VOA Studio 7. We can also get things going on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318. You can also call us directly on the following number. And that's 001-202-619-2077. And we will call you right back. We are also streaming live on Facebook and on our three websites. That's www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voandebele.com, as well as on www.voashona.com. This week marks 2 years after the abduction of and disappearance of activist Itai Dzamara. The pro-democracy activist was abducted by suspected intelligence operatives on March 9, 2015 in Harare while having a haircut. He hasn't been seen since. Dzamara was famous for his Occupy Africa Unity Square protests that called on President Robert Mugabe to relinquish power. Fellow activists suspect that it is his activism that led to his abduction. I called his brother, Patson Dzamara, earlier and asked him how they are coping as a family.
Well, this has been certainly a very tough and austere season for us as a family, having to wake up, holding on to hope, looking forward that Itai would appear, and that never happening has been strenuous to us emotionally. But what has kept us going, I think, is just the grace of God.
How are his kids and the wife doing under the circumstances?
Of course, I'm sure they are the ones who are affected the most, his immediate family. It hasn't been easy for the wife. It hasn't been easy for the kids. Kids always get to ask the mother about the whereabouts of the father and also when he would come back, when he's coming back. And the mother doesn't have anything to tell them. That certainly lives in a very compromised position. It's quite unfortunate that our government has not done anything to try and at least help the family to come to a place of closure.
The police were ordered by the courts to liaise with the family in their investigations. What are you getting from them? What updates are you getting, if any?
I've stated from the onset that the police is not acting in good faith. I even tell them whenever they call us for meeting that I think they are not acting in good faith. From my standpoint and from our standpoint, we are convinced that they know what really transpired to the guy and their hands are tied. As such, we're also not even expecting much from them, but it's clear really at the end of the day that they are also acting from superior instruction. They know what really transpired. And as far as what the court has ordered in terms of them having to look for Itai constantly updating, that is not the case. they never did anything you could save. Whatever reports they presented, they are whitewashed just for them to sanitize their image. And that's really unfortunate.
This is a very difficult question for me to ask, Mr. Dzamara, but are you still positive as a family that Itai is still alive?
Well, it's neither here nor there. The bottom line is we really do not know what transpired, and for as long as we do not know what transpired, and for as long as the government of Zimbabwe does not account for him, we will still continue demanding them to account for him. Neither we're not at all going to get to a place where we're going to tie out. We're not going to get to a place where we would declare his fate without knowing. We have to know. And that's exactly what we are doing. That's exactly what our quest is all about. Our quest is about us getting to unmask what transpired to him. Our quest is about us getting to know what really happened to him. And so whatever it takes, we're doing all that we can to get to that point. And until and unless we get to that point, we're still going to hold on to hope, and we're still also going to demand the government of Zimbabwe to account for him, because it is the government's responsibility to ensure that the citizens are assessed, to ensure that the citizens are accounted for, especially those who go missing, such as the guy.
Pane zvamakaronga here nemusi wechina iro rinova zuva rakapambwa mukoma wenyu?
Hongu, sekugaroita kwatinoita, musi wanaini woga woga tinoungana, musi wanaini woga woga tinosangana nemhuri, neshamwari, nevamwe vangave vane unzwawo zvavanonzwa pamusana pamusoro pekushayikwa kwemumwe wedu pakati pedu. Saka musi wa9 wechina tangewo tichisangana nevamwe vakasiyana siyana, vanobva kumabato vakasiyana siyana, uyezve vane mabasa vanoita nechekuita nekodzero dzevanhu, tichirangarira nekucherechedza makore mekunge mumwe wedu apambwa pakati pedu.
Takanzwa kuti muri kuita firimu nezveupenyu hwamukoma Itai. Mungatiudza kuti masvika papi?
Tinotarisira kuti tichange tichiribudisa mwedzi uno usati wapera. Iri firimu takaona zvakakodzera kuti tiriite ndeyekuti tinoda kuti vanhu vange vachiziva nekunzwisisa zvakaitwa nezvakamirirwa naItai ndochekutanga. Chechipiri, tinoda kuti vanhu vangewo vachikurudzirwa nekumira kwaakaita. Chechitatu, tinodawo kuti tiratidzewo kuti kupasi rose kuti hurumende yedu haina chido nevanhu. Hurumende yedu haina chido chekucherechedza kodzero dzavanhu dzinova dzakaita kuti vange vachimbunyikidza mumwe wedu Itai.
Aiwa, tinotenda mukoma Dzamara, Mwari amuitire nyasha.
All right, baba. Thank you, baba.
That was my interview earlier with Itai Dzamara's young brother, Dr. Patson Dzamara. Yioke ingxoxo engibe layo lo mnewabo kaItai Dzamara uPatson. Kuluma ngokuthi bamingaphi njengemuli okwamanje. Sikhangela ukubana uItai Dzamara ufikisa iminyaka emibili egcweleyo 2 years ngolwesine kuliviki enyamalele. Lizakhumbula ukubana wathunjwa mhlaka 9 ngombimbitho 2015 uItai Dzamara eseHarare, wanyamalala wanyamalala gagaza bonakale njalo akwaziwa ukuthi waya ngapi kumbe wahanjiswa ngapi yibonabo abamthumbayo lokuthi usaphila na. Uhulumende sesike samuzwa iphumele egcekeni esithi hayi galani lokunyamalala kukaDzamara, gakwazi ukuthi waya ngapi kodwa bemolikazi mara bayasola labanye abalwela amalungelo oluntu bathi uhulumende nguyokwaziyo okwaya uzamara ngoba engaba wayesola kakhulu ukutshengisela uzamara ayevame ukukwenza esola umbuso kaMgabe njalo isithi uMgabe iseluphele sokumele esuke embusweni. Ngakho yilo udaba esingalo lamhlanje sizakhangela njalo udaba lukaLinda Masarira yena owatholakala elecala ngumthethwandaba lokuvimba kuhamba kuhle kwabantu lezimota kutshengiseleni okwaba khona ngomnyaka odluleyo. Lizakhumbula phela ukutshengisela lokhwana okwe-shutdown Zimbabwe. Ugwetshiwe lamhlanje uMasarira ukubana aye ejele okwenyanga ezilitshumi lanye. Kumbe enze lokho kuthiwa i-community service. Ngengaxoxa la isizabalayo khonapha njalo kuhlelo uthi uya aphila uzaphikisa isigwebo sakhe lesi edale le High Court amaqwetha akhe aphakathi kokwenza lokho. Ongo vaterere chirongwande che new life talk the connection nasi tiriku kurukura nenyaya yekupambwa kwavaita idzamara avo vaizikanwa nekurira kodzero dzevanhu uye vachigara vachiratidzira paAfrica Unity Square neshamari dzavo vachiti haiwa vamugave machembera bvumai machembera siyai basa matadza kutonga vakatsakatika mwedzi uno nezuva rechina musiwa 9 mugore ra 2015 mkoma itai dzamara apo vanonzi vakanga vapindawo musaluni vachigera kuHarare vanonzi vakapambwa nevanhu vasingazikanwi vanorwira kodzero dzevanhu uyezve mhuri yekwadzamara iri kufungidzira kuti vashori maCIO kana kuti vane chekuita nehurumende yavamugave ndivo vakaita izvi. Asi hurumende yavamugave iri kuramba iri kuti hainei ine chekuita nekutsakatika kwavadzamara. Ndiyo nyaya iri mugango nhasi. Tiri kukurukurazve nenyaya yamuzvare Linda Masarira avo vanorwira kodzero dzevanhu vatongerwa kugara mujere nhasi kwemwedzi I think 11. Asi vapiwa option yekuita community service asi vari kuti vari kuapila vachapikisa mutongo uyu kudare reHigh Court. Nyaya yavo vanga vakawanikwa vaine mhosva yekukanganisa kufamba zvakanaka kwedzimotokari pakuratidzira kwakaitika mugore rapera muchiri kurangarira kuratidzira kuya kuya kweshutdown. Zimbabwe, my first guest tonight is a human rights lawyer, Dewa Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, good evening and welcome to The Connection.
Good evening and thank you so much for having me on your program, The Connection.
And Mr. Mavinga, I must hasten to say that I hope you are working on a PhD because each time I address you, I'm tempted to say Dr. Mavinga.
Thank you for that. I receive. I worked on that, yes.
Okay, Mr. Mavinga, 2 years this week, on Thursday precisely, no one knows where Zamara is or whether he's alive or not. And what have you got to say about this? And really, what does this do to the human rights movement, especially among young people?
Well, it is very sad indeed that we are now marking 2 years after the abduction and disappearance of a prominent critic of the government of Zimbabwe, Itai Dzamara, on March 9, 2015. But this shows, it sends a chilling, you know, message to activists in Zimbabwe that to criticize Mugabe and his government is to invite all sorts of calamities onto your person. We have seen that the police and other government agencies neglected to investigate this matter and did not do as required by the High Court of Law, which called for a thorough investigation and a satisfactory conclusion of this matter. And today, Itai Dzamara's family remains in the dark as to what happened to him, which is very sad. But I also want to highlight that this is not an isolated incident. It's not unusual. It is actually part of a systematic manner in which the government of Zimbabwe has been implicated and state agents in abductions, disappearances, and torture of people perceived to be opponents of the government of Zimbabwe. Going back to the days of Gukurahundi, where close to 20,000 people were massacred in the Matabeleland and Midlands provinces, you would see, if you read the reports on Gukurahundi, that a consistent methodology was this abduction and disappearance of individuals without a trace. And to this day, we have families in Matabeleland and the Midlands provinces who do not know what happened to their loved ones. So we are seeing this trail and trend continuing to this day, and now with Itai Dzamara. Others have been fortunate that after abduction, like Justina Mukoko in December 2008, that she later was handed over by state agents to the police after three weeks of torture and harassment and inhuman treatment. So the government of Zimbabwe is complicit in these abductions, it's clear. And the court case in Justina Mukoko's case, where actually there was a court ruling that state agents had been responsible, but no one was held accountable. So these people are doing these things with impunity, because they believe they are acting above the law. And this is the biggest problem in Zimbabwe, that there is no rule of law, there is no accountability. Families lose their loved ones with no trace, and the police are not doing anything about it because of the perceptions that they are doing so in the service of a political cause aligned to the ruling ZANU-PF party.
Please do stay on the line, Mr. Mavinga. Umavinga liqweta lizamkhumbula liqweta elilwela amalungelo oluntu usebenzela kwele South Africa. Ukhuluma lapho kubana ukunyamalala kuka Dzamara. Ayiso into emangalisayo ngoba into esesike sayibona ngaphambilini. Ukhuluma ngokuthi kubo 1980 kusiya kubo 1984, 1987 baningi abantu abanyamalalayo eMathebeleland lase Midlands enkabazwe phela benyamalaliswa nguhulumende kaRobert Mugabe ngesikhathi seGukurahundi. Dewa Mavinga ngelo okhulumayo. Sithathe umlaleli lapha Mkoma Johannes Moyo ku South Africa. Makadiba Moyo.
Hello, Makadi.
Aiwa, tiri tinofaragana muchifarao.
Ya, ndiri ku Zimbabwe.
Oh, muri ku Zimbabwe. Aha, tipeyo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ya, ini ndoda kupawo pfungwa dzangu panyaya yekushaya kwa Dzamara iyi.
Endirai mberi Mkoma.
Ndaichida kupa advice wokumhurisana Dzamara iyi. Tinozviziva kuti hurumende yaisa yakabudisa pachena kuDzamara nakupa sei. Asi zvandofunga waende zvekuti ndavambofambawo munyika kune vaprofita nen'anga vambotarawo zvakafamba sei. Voshandirwa munhu akazviita auye pavari achipupura kuti Dzamara takamisa kupi. Ndo zvandofunga wenu zvinogona kuvaitira.
Saka muri kuti pakudiwa chivanhu apa.
Panondiwa chivanhu kuti vanhu vazive kuti zvinoitika kuti kana ukanyangarisa munhu chivanhu chikashanda kana kutivo maprofita ariko emadzibaba mazuva anaya vanhu vanogona kuzviita kuti munhu adzokewo.
Ndiyo inonzi ngozi yacho.
Zvinenge zvafanana nekuti inenge yava ngozi munhu ouya achitaura pachena manje.
Aiwa, asi zvinoshanda here vamoyo?
Zvinoshanda mukatarisa yaekwana machaya yaekwana gazena machaya iya yavakaita iya yakazoita kuti vazopesera varipa. True story yakaitika iya. Vanhu vakazopesera vakuripa zvinhu zvibuda pachena vanachiona zvese kuti zvai zvinhu zvakanga zvifamba sei.
Aiwa, tinotenda mukoma mwoyo nekupinda muchirongwa.
Chimwe chandoda kutaurawo ndechekuti nyaya dzanalinda masare aidzi zvadzinoita zvekuti inongova intimidation yekuvhundisira vanhu ndo zviripo. Ende ukatarisa rulini yacho yaiitwa iyo inoratidza kuti haina kunyatso kuitwa ichibudiswa nepfungwa dzemajaji chaivo semaonero andiita, asi kuti panziva neinfluensi yeimwe fosi inokunze ichiita kuti matare asashanda zvakanaka. Nokuti kana munyika muchibvumirwa demonstration, handiwei Linda Masarara achinzi wakabhuloka kufamba kwemotikari. Munhu umwe waibhuloka kufamba kwemotikari sei muHarare?
Aiwa, tinotenda nepfungwa dzenyu mukoma Johannes.
Orait, tiatenda.
Yelo, bekungumnumzana Johannes Moyo ube khuluma yena uxwayisa imuli yakoDzamara ukuthi njengoba uhulumende ekhanya engafuni ukuphumela egcekeni etsho ukubana kuyini okwenzakalayo kuDzamara. Ngamhlombe bayake bephume lapha besintwini kumbe kuba profit bakulezi nsuku beyenza imicimbi-cimbi khonale okuza kwenza labo abaphatheka ekunyamalaleni kukaDzamara baze phambili emulini kaDzamara bazokutsho ukubana hayi siyaxolisa yithe senza lokhu njalo kwahamba kanje kanje kanje. Ayisimi ke lo ngumlaleli uJohannes Moyo. We are now please Mr. Mavinga, do stay on the line. Now we are now joined by another pro democracy activist, Linda Masarira. Tinomugamuchirai muchirongwa, hanzvazi.
Tinotenda makadiko.
Aiwa, siyaphila sichone kuhle, taswera edu mushe. Tanzwaka kuti manga muri mumatare nhasi matongerwa kugara mujere kana kuti kuita community service.
Ndizvozvo, natongerwa kugara mujere kwema months 18. Asi 7 months dzasaspendwa kuti ndisapare mhosva yakadaro zvakare. 11 months dzikanzi ndiende kunoita community service pamaubra clinic. Asi chazoshamisa ndechekuti uchitarisa maawa acho andatongerwa, zvoratidza kuti handina chandichaita muupenyu hwangu. Handichakwanisi kushandira vana vangu. Saka unongo uchiona kuti kuda kugadzirira nasaizi, kupima nasimba kuti ane simba ndiani. Asi izvozvo zvakadaro hazvo hazvititadzise kuramba tichirwira kodzero dzeruzhinji rwevana veZimbabwe. And uye muzuva ramangwana tiri kunoapila iko kumatongerwo akaitwa nyaya iyoyo, nekuti haina kutongwa zvine tsarukano. Ndo zvatinenge tichiita kubva zuva ramangwana, nekuti ivo mutongi pavanga vari kupasa judgment yavo vakati vakandiona kuti ndine mhosva, nekuti mapurisa ese akauya semawitness vaindiziva nezita. Vaigotadza kundiziva nezita sei ndichirwira kodzero dzevanhu? Saka kana mapurisa mawitness andiziva nezita, zvorewo ndakapara mhosva here? Ndo patinoona paya patogara tichitaura kuti we are suffering from lawlessness in Zimbabwe, judicial capture and judicial miscarriage. Saka zvakutoda kuti tese tibatane mukati menyika ino, tirwe pamwe chete kuti tibvise hurumende iri kutikanganisa, iri kutitambudza zuva nezuva.
Ko community service yacho mapuwa ma hours mangana zviya? 385. That's a lot of time.
It is a lot of time.
Saka mungati mutongo uyu uyezve kugara muri kumatare kuri kumukanganisa here pabasa renyu rekurwira kodzero dzevanhu uye kupokana nehurumende yavamugabe?
Ndingati kunokanganisa, nekuti nguva zhinji ndiri kugara ndiri mumadzitare emhosva. Nguva iyoyo ndikufanirwa ndichisangana nevanhu ndichivadzidzisa kodzero dzavo, nekuti chandakaongorora mumakore apfuura ndechekuti ruzhinji rwevana vezimbabwe havazivi kodzero ravo. Vamwe havasati vatomboriona bhuku rebumbiro remutemo, uye havatoziva kuti vakakoshei nekodzero dzavo dziri mukati mebhuku iroro. Chiri chechinhu chandakazvipira kuti inisa muzvare masarira ndichashandisa nguva yangu kundidzidzise vasingazive kuti vane kodzero simba rekutongwa kwenyika rinobva kuvanhu kwete the other way round. Tiri musituation yatiri muno muZimbabwe nenyaya yekusaziva kodzero yekunamata vatungamiriri yekuvaona kunge ndivana mwari. Vatungamiriri vanofanira kuita zvido zvevanhu kwete kuti vatungamiriri vatambudze vanhu. Saka ndiro vhangeri randiri kufamba naro mazuva ano kuti ngatichangamukei, ngatisvinurei, tirwire nyika yedu nekuti nyika iyi ndeyemunhu wese, mwana wechizvarwa cheZimbabwe. Nyika ino haisi yeZANU-PF uye haisi yemutungamiriri wenyika, ndeyedu tose vana vechizvarwa cheZimbabwe.
Ko nyaya yavadzamara muri kuionawo sei muzvare masarira? Tikuona kuti vari kusvitsa makore maviri svondo rino vakapambwa uye pasina ari kuziva kuti vari kupi.
Nyaya yadzamara inorwadza, inosiririsa uye inogumburisa. Muzvokwadi munhu anongonzi anyangarika, ivo vakanyangarisa vachotonyararawo. Zviri nani kana vakauraya vangobudisa mhuri yavo yozorora yozova kuti mwana wedu akaita sei akashaya. Kana vaine pavakamuisa vadi havo kuchingomuburisa, hama dzake dzigone kuwana kusununguka mukati memwoyo. Chiitiko ichi chinosiririsa fani, ende hatiregedzi kuramba tichitaura nenyaya yechiitiko ichocho kusvika taziva kuti itai dzamara aripi uye akaendeswa kupi uye chii chakaitika. Ndo zvinondipa chivindi izvozvo kuti kana makatora itai dzamara, titorei tese tione mutiendese kuna itai tidzoke naye. Hatizombofa takanyaradzwa isu sepahuman rights activists tine mandate yatogara tichizvitaurira kuti ticharwa kusvika vatitaurira kuti itai dzamara ari kupi. Vangatirova mapurisa, vangaramba vachitisunga vachitipomera mhosva dzatisina kupara, hatisi kuzonyarara nekuti nguva yakwana. Nguva yakwana yekuti tishandure nyika yedu, ruzhinji rwavanhu vaZimbabwe vagare zvakanaka.
Lo Ngulinda Masarira, rambai muri parunhare. Muzvare Masarira lawe mnumzana Mavinga qhubeka uvambile khonapho ecingweni. Uyakhuluma lapha uLinda Masarira uthi ukutholakala kwakhe elicala, ukugwetshwa kwakhe, ukugwetshwa namhlanje ukuhlala entolongweni okwe-18 months. Bathi nxa ungakwanisi uyakwanisa uza kwenza i-community service. Bathi uzawuba esebenza eclinic okwama-hour angu-385 i-community service. Kodwa uthi isikhathi esiningi kakhulu leso okutsho ukuthi impilo yakhe yonke uzawuba setsha i-community service, kasoze enelise ukusebenzela imuli yakhe. Ngalokho uthi uyasiphikisa leso sigwebo edale le-High Court. Uyasola njalo ukunyamalala kukaZamara, kodwa uthi kungelani lokuhlukuluzwa konke lokho, uzaqhubeka khankasela amalungelo oluntu. Silo mlaleli lapha, indoda enkulu uBig Boy Dube eMzansi. Kunjani Dube?
Siyaphila kunjani tu?
Hayi, siyaphila baba, nguindoda enkulu.
Indoda enkulu ngempela.
Ye, asungenile uhlelo Mtemba, akusiphi umbono wakho?
Eyo no baba mani, sinyezwa nokudala ngizama nyabo ukuthi ngingene namhlanje ngale ndaba endoda itaidamara.
Hayi, lathi siyabonga tu.
So indaba zalo mkhulu wethu lo zivele kazihamba khona ubaba okhulumele lapha, ngazi uhobe ukhulume exactly into bengisathi ngizoyisho. Akwana lo baba vele ukubulala kana ndaba nakho. So mina la mengisho sesinama youth thina masikhulu, akuna 54 years much bengi youth eZimbabwe ne. So ukubulala into yakhe uSmith ubengcono kakhulu baba, ngoba basifaka lezo zinto kuba ngathi zimphatha kabi, ngoba lo baba iqiniswa kalifuni into yokuqala yabona. So abantu mabethu bakhathele bakhathele, njengami ngiyathanda ukunanzelela ngempela umuntu, ngicela ulubele ngifaka kuya kwesikhathi, ngoba zinenge inhlelo ezikhona lapho. Akuna madama, akuna niks, yonke into lapho yachiwa uSmith. Thina ke sePlumtree emakorokoro sine border, uma ungaboni into aziyenza lapha, noma umuntu uzama ukuthi ugcwalise imali ukuthi avusizwe, noma umuntu uzamani lo baba asazi uyitaye nje nakuba ushothethe ukuthi wambulala, akube kuphela kwendaba ngoba angabalele bejikajika ngoba mawungathatha ophakathi kwabo khona laphiyana kuyabi cabinet anyamalale bangathula kanje ngeke baze bathule
manje emthembo kuqhutshe siqhubeke phambi siqhubekele phambili njani njengelizwe khonapho nxa abantu benyamalala kanje abanye betshaywa bebotshwa baphakame njani abantu balwela amalungelo abo njalo bathi hayi uhulumende iyenza intando kaZulu hayi intando yakho
no phela uyakhohlwa ukuthi yena lo baba umgabe akusiwe uhulumeni uhulumeni yithi abantu yithi esamkhetha umgabe uyangizwisisa akasiyi nothing mathi abantu bethi no awezilutho yena akakuboni ngempela ukuthi elizwe ulibulele lo baba nabantu ma bekhuluma bayashaywa abantu bebezali bayashaywa iphoyisa umuntu okugada abantu amamele ngise-South Africa mina mkhulu ayikho yonke lento eyenzakalayo so kusaza uma sesikhulu ngoba lo baba angayithathi indaba angathi uyesatshwa naleyo cabinethi yakhe akusuyase into esingasayifuni yimpi salwa labelungu sade asesi-right yena ufuna ukubuyisela abantu back to spade la esasuka khona uyayibona nto
hayi siyayibona mtem
so lo baba mina bengifuna ukuthi nje ngiyisumlayize kuye ngikhuluma nje unjalo umamele nabobhururu bakhe abazame ukuthi basho ukuthi izwe libehlule simple akuhluphi lokho akekho umuntu ozobathini ngoba babaleka la macala abo kodwa ekugcineni bazayigcina benqotshwe abanatshansi abasuunkulunkulu bona
ukuphatha intambo loluju phela kufana loluju Dube awazi asuke embizeni yoluju masukhonali
sivelo mkhulu sinabobaba mani nabomkhulu babethi masukhuza ethi mntanami babathi mntanami hayi mina kangisakhoni uyabona wena osenamandla qhubeka ubambelanga bengikhuluma manje ngithi nginomntanami manje ngithela umama ngithi owami umntwana ithi ngiyavula ishopo longenzani uma sengiphelwa ngamandla akaqhubeke aphushe into into engayifuni ukuthi ngilambe ngoba mina bengalala uma ngayithatha imali yami leyiningi aphi intombi zakhe kodwa uma ebhodo lisiba lokudla nginandaba umntwana ami ungiphethe ngiyaphila manje luvimba kwasani inkinga yalo baba ngoba itoma lighters too much mkhulu yito esiyangiya everyday lapho kulela lizwe kodwa jeke kuhlutshwa ngakhona kanti bayazama ukuthi bavuse ilizwe siyakhe iy'kolo khona manje yothula zifake utitshara ugcwalise abantu besesishoneni ngala sho ukuthi siyabazonda yebo uyofundisa umuntu esindebeleni ngesishona mkhulu uya-understand asizondi muntu sisonge so yena uhambe efake ey'kwane sinaye ukuthi sidomu siyabona ukuthi hamba into zake zama-CIO owathi wathi kugadwe thini amandebele ngale kathi nakasinaleyo ngqondo nguye osixabanisa siyinto eyodwa uyabona mina kangithethi umhlobo wamuntu mkhulu umuntu ngumuntu nomlungu izilungu siphilisana umuntu ngoba unegazi elibomvu uyabona nto
hhayi uyibeka kuhle
ehlelweni mkhulu kakhulu ziningi izinto ukuthi namlanje ngiseselovadlwana ngoba ngiqala ukungena ziningi into enza ke ngizibeke nje ngiyekumoya phansi
hhawu ngethuku uyindoda enkulu Dubu uyethuswa yini kanti
uyaunderstand ukuthi the way ilizwe lelani esilithethe ngakhona ebelungwini yena senza ngathi iwashi lakalithenga esitolo uya kanjani emasingapholo oba lawomalo lo muntu okuthiwa ushuma umali mabi uyangimangaza into ayikhuluma ukuthi yena ngoba yena uyahlafuna so bona ngathi uma kuhlafuna yena yonke into irisi my uncle umali mami ngushuma mamami wamashuma
hayi
uyamuzwa loba sekhuluma yena ushuma ukuthi sephelile ukhatheli uyafosta nje ukuthi ngoba ukhotha leyo 10 cent
hayi siyakuzwa Dube akahle sithatha abanye abalaleli wa siyathaba ukubana ungene kuhlelo siza kutshayela njalo kunhlelo ezizayo
ngiyabonga ntu heli kunjani kwalabo madoda
hawu khala kusizi Dube kwehlula imbuzi ngekhisimusi
ngingalo wandalwa kamama kona manje akuna namaradio lapha ekhabhi ziyavimba kuyafana yike into azayivimba sikhangela so asihlali ngaphansi kwenhlabathi ngiyabonga baba
hayi lathi siyabonga Dube.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, umlaleli wethu uBig Boy Dube indoda enkulu obekhuluma lathi lapho eseSouth Africa kulo mlaleli lapha uthumele incwadi uthi yena be strong Linda you are an inspiration ngu-Alton lo incwadi ayibhalele uLinda kulo omunye umlaleli njalo ibizo lakhe liyangixaka lapha bathi ngumhlanga uthi yena indaba isekutheni asimazi lo Zamara kodwa kubi ukuthunjwa komuntu ongelacala Paul Chuma uti yena, we are colonized by our own Obaba Sura Chifombo uti yena, it's hard to say let's move on after losing a hero who was fighting against inequality, poverty, and many bad things. But whenever you are wherever you are, dead or alive, we miss you, Itai Zamara. Umxolisi Dubena uti, this is a wrong government. We are being ruled by a cruel man. In Zimbabwe, there is no democracy. Where is Itai? How many people disappearing in Zimbabwe? Why? Izanu ayikulungelanga ukubusa, kuliphutha elikhulu. Away with Zanu PF and Mugabe. They must stop killing people. Kuzoba dinemwe mtereri Fatso from Masingo Anzina Fatso, please, we are tired. Why are you always one-sided? Taura isho upfumi wenyika. Taneta netu politics tuenyu. Zanu PF is better. Inoto batsira jwaka wanda. Iji ajiwisi choku chika mumba medu. Koma Fatso, ameno mwere kuti Zanu PF is better than what? Ameno ipapo. Vama vinganisa ndadzoka kwamuri timbotora va Charles Nyoni. Mnyumzana Nyoni ngiyakwamukela kuhle. Unyoni ngowe Africa Unity Square ngomunye wabantu ababevame ukutshengisela kakhulu iLodzamara. 2 years Nyoni kuqhutshekelwe phambili injani ngodaba lukaDzamara ngoba asisoze siqhubeke sithi sokule 2 years, 3 years. Kwesinye isikhathi kuzamele legally and formally mhlawumbe abantu bathi hayi asimkhohlwa uDzamara kodwa lapha akhona asibone ukubana uyaphila asiqhubekeleni phambili.
Yashiwa sekuyiminyaka emibili singambonanga uDzamara, into edanisayo sibili, into ebuhlungu sibili, ukuthi shiwa umuntu engaphongi ukuthunjwa lapha eZimbabwe eswelakale engaziwa ukuthi wayangaphi kumbeni kungabi le even itresi yokuthi umuntu wakhona wathunjwa ngoba into esibili ebuhlungu kakhulu ebanganini bakhe kanye lesihlobo zakhe kanye lasemulini yakoDzamara ngoba yiyo kakhulu ebona ubuhlungu bokuthi abantwana bakhe sebeze bekhula bengenababa. Kubuhlungu sibili kakhulu nakithi nje kuyasibamba ukuthi iminyaka emibili. Kodwa nje nxa sesikhangela ukuthi kuzabe kuzafika nini lokhu sisithi iminyaka isimibili, isimithathu, isimina, sure kuyaze kufike lapho esiyabe sesithi khona sokukwanile. But ukukwana kwakho ngokuthi nayo iZanu PF yona ngokwayo ingasikho ekubeni nguhulumende okhokhela ilizwe njengeparty and then sekusiba le-justice ngoba nxa kungela justice vele kuyabe kungela nto esiyikhulumayo lapha eZimbabwe. So siyabe sikhokhe silondozela until iZanu PF ize isuke esikhundleni.
Aha, elina njengabanye bakaDzamara lisalawo yini umdlandla wokuqhubekela phambili litshengisela?
Idlandla silalo kakhulu nje kodwa umnyaka lo uqalisa u-2017 kade sibambekile nje ngoba abezithethandaba kade belokhe besihlukuluza ngokusibopha besihambisa emajeli belokhe bezama ukusipha ama-fine amakhulu kakhulu imali esingakwanisi ukuzithola. So lokhu kade kukhanya kusibuyisela emuva ngoba ukuthi ubotshwe uhambe ala ekuremand kathesi ubhatha usele nyanga yonke ekuremand kuyabe sokubulala imuli yakhe ngendlela ngoba imuli yakhe iyavingela muntu oyikhanyelayo. So into adisibuyisela emuva nje sisipha ukuthi sibe sime kancane sidinge ezinye indlela ezokulisa uhulumende lo ezingayisizo ezokuya emgwaqweni ngoba kuya emgwaqweni kuyagcina sokusibophisa kugcine sokusenza ukuthi imuli zethu zii.
Kube kubambile konapo Nyoni. Mr. Mavinga, back to you. 18 months for Linda Masarira, or alternatively 385 hours of community service at a clinic. What say you?
Well, it is an unjust and unusually harsh punishment, which really is persecution through prosecution. The use or the abuse of the law to target and persecute human rights defenders with the idea of sending a chilling message to demobilize and disorganize activists. And one of the challenges is that really, as Linda was saying, not many people are coming out, because when everyone is on the street, then this kind of persecution would not work. But this isolation of a few activists would give the impression that the majority of Zimbabweans are happy or are okay with the state of governance and the state of the country, when in fact people are not. There is need really for that kind of mobilization that says, you know, the government that we are dealing with is not a government that really cares. It's a government that is rogue, a government that really does not focus on the interests of the people. And therefore, there is need for really mass mobilization to say enough is enough, for people to demand their constitutional rights and say that if we do not have this, we will not move forward. But the challenge has been that for many years, Mugabe has been, and this government have been able to divide and rule, to focus on a small section of society and crush that section and then move on to the next. And that has sort of prevented a national uprising or coming together or a moment of unity, which is really what is needed in Zimbabwe, for the people to unite and speak and stand against oppression and brutality. Because this government is only able to do what it does because it is targeting a few individuals and people are not coming together. So really that is my observation with regards to what has happened to Linda, with regards to the disappearance of Itai Dzamara, with regards to the Gukurahundi period, with regards to Operation Mrambatsvira and others, that people should come together. The challenge is that, you know, we have activists, we have a plethora of political parties in the opposition, many which are really briefcase, they are personal political parties, where people are just, for personal interests, wanting to have their names as leaders of non-entities. People should come together and rally and have a grand coalition that takes Zimbabwe forward.
Please do stay on the line there, Mr. Mavinga. We are also joined now by the Jamuga activist. That's none other than Promise Mkwananzi. Mr. Mkwananzi, good evening and welcome on Studio 7. Hello, Mr. Mkwananzi. Mr. Mkwananzi, Promise. Ngile temba ucingo lwakhe so luqumile khonapho. Yeah, si vale imbiko lapha engena kukhasi le Facebook ikhasi le sishona lo limi lwe sishona. Singakai Kulinda Masarira pane ima message ari kutumirwa nevatereri anzi na Ana Musananguro Mubaiwa, Linda, you are a winner. Watson Ntau anzi, may God bless you, Linda. Clifford Musungo, thank you, Linda, you are 100% right. Matthew Chayambuka anzi, amen. Hanzi na Imelda Chie Chigs, even vanavake Linda vanadawa attention yake. Shame on Zanu PF and Mugabe wavo. Tapera Kasaira anzi, Zanu PF ya chembeira. Imelda Chie Gigs azakare anzi, Linda, you are the best. Hilda Nkomo anzi, why Zimbabweans are they being abused in their own home country? Hey, bantu kubuhlungu, hey lina. Uyakhuza lapho Hilda Nkomo. Mzware Masarira, muri kunzwa sei kuwana rutsigiro rwakadai kubva kuvanhu?
Zvinofadza kuti vanhu vari kutsigira. Asi ngatitsigirewo zvakare mukuratidzira kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka munyika medu. Nekuti ini pachangu handina chandokwanisa kuita ndiri ndega. Pachivanhu vanotichara chimwe hachitswanyinda. tinofanira kushandisa zvigunwe zvakati wandei kuti tigone kunoputsa inda. Inda yedu tinoiziva kuti tikwanise kuputsa inda iri kutitambudza iyi yatishungurudza. Zvinoda tichibatsirana tichigona kunoudzawo vamwe vasati vasvinuka kuti nguva yakwana hanzei tinovhota. Ngatibvei mupfungwa yekuda kuramba tichifunga kuno umwe munhu achaita kuti shanduko iuye, nekuti shanduko inotouya kana iwe uchinge wachinja mafungiro ako, uchinge waakuziva kuti iwe ndiwe une simba rekuchuza nekugadza utungamiriri hwaunoda, hwaunoziva kuti uyu utungamiriri huchagadzirisa matambudziko ari mukati meupenyu hwangu nemukati menyika yangu.
Tichitarisa kuti gore rino igore rakanangana nesarudzo dziri kuuya muna 2018, muri kuona kunge nyaya dzemahuman rights dzekodzero dzevanhu dzichange dzakamira sei?
Maonero angu sekutanga kwakaita gore rino, ndinovimba ndakanyora mutsamba ndichitaura kuti gore rino kucharohwani, gore rino kuchafiwa. Ndicho chokwadi chiripo. ZANU PF hainyare. Chavanongoda chete ndechekuti varambe vakagara pachigaro. Havana basa kuti vauraya here, vambunyikidza kodzero here, kana kuti vaita sei, havana basa nazvo. Kana muchiri kurangarira vhiki rakapera, ndakarohwa muPari reNyatwa Hospital, ndikapota ndafa. Ndichiroverwa ndikutora mapikicha evanhu vari kurwara, vari kutadza kurapwa. Ivo mutungamiri wenyika anga achifara ari kumatoposi, vanhu vachitambudzika. Ndikaroverwa izvozvo, ndikasungwa zvakare, ndikanopinda paoxygen. Sazvinoratidza kuti hadi kuti nyika nevanhu vari kunze vazive zviri kuitika mukati menyika ino. Ivo chete ndivo vane kodzero yekugara zvakanaka. Isusu hatina kodzero, tinofanira kungorarama seshiri tichingofa takanyarara. Asi ini ndakati kwete, ende ndinodawo kuti veruzhinji weZimbabwe vati kwete muupenyu hwekushaya, upenyu hwekushaya mishonga muchipatara, hwekushaya anokurapa, nekuti izvo ikodzero, mabasic human rights, zvinhu zvinofanirwa kuwanikwa nemunhu wese. Saka kuti zvinhu zvedu zvinake, zvigadzirisike, tinofanira kushanda pamwe chete kuti tigadzirise upenyu hwedu hwevana vedu nevachazouya kumashure kana isu tichinge tafa.
Well said. Please do stay on the line there. Linda, sitate umlaleli lapha. Usikhumbuzo moyo eMzansi. Kunjani baba moyo?
Sikhona baba Dubele, njani?
Hayi, siyaphila. Ukhuluma lo Nkomo.
Oh, hayi, siyabonga.
Yebo, kunjani eMzansi baba?
Hayi, eMzansi kusesengconywana khona.
Lithini izulu?
Akufani nakithi ekhaya.
Lithini izulu moya?
Hayi, lisixolele njengoba namhlanje nayizolo. Kodwa-ke hayi, likhona liyana lo.
Hayi, sungenile kuhlelo baba, uyizwile indaba?
Ya, udaba angikaluzwa kahle ukuthi namhla kuxoxwa ngani.
Sikhuluma ngokunyamalala kukaitayitsamara moyo owayelwe lamalungelo oluntu lwana wathunjwayo ngo-2015 ufikisa iminyaka emibili kuyona le iviki ngolwesine. Sele 2 years enyamalele njalo ayisuye yethu. Sakhumbula kulabanye abafana labo oTondera Indira, oPatrick Nabanyama, labanye abaningi-ningi abantu abanyamalalayo, kungaba ngesikhathi seGugurahundi kumbe ngemva kwalokho. Uyibona njani lindaba?
Indaba leyo ibuhlungu kakhulu mdakababa, and ilokhu isenzakala masikubona namanje namaphoyisa ahlukumeza abantu, amayouthi mase kufika isikhathi sokukhethwa abantu bayahlukumezwa, sokufanele abantu batshaywe. Akukaze since silokhu kwathathwa ukhetho nyabona olwalukhululekile kuleliyana lizwe elakithi lukhetho luka-1980, as from that time abantu bahlukumezwa, abanye batshaywa bequnywa izandla, abanye baxathiswa, abanye bayizilima, abanye bayethuselwa, kuhamba amasosha lale hamba ubusuku bonke emizini yabantu, behamba bethwele izikhali ezesabekayo. So abantu beZimbabwe abazange bavele babe nokhetho olukhululekileyo until namanje.
Mhm. Kulungisizwe njani manje eDube? Abantu sorry Moyo, abantu bengazikhipha njani ebunzimeni lo?
Lelo daba solufuneka thina especially thina abatsha esesengabantu abatsha ukuthi silubambeni ngokuqina. Ukuthi makufanele nathi sinyamalala, kufanele sinyamalale kodwa iqiniso kufanele silikhulume. Laziwe nalabona abantu abadala labona la abayenzayo lemkhuba yokunyamalalisa abantu ukuthi ayiphele thina njengabantu abatsha asisakufuni. Mina especially kimi mangikhuluma ngokwami mina ngokwami. Ngiyabona ngisozokuzama ngibone yibuswela nje ukuthi ngingathini ukuthi ngithole abanye amayouth aqinileyo sike simeni nathi. Loo ndoda uma ethi uqinile naye nathi sime sithi siqinile silwisane lokuthi asifuni abantu banyamalale.
Bagcwele abanye abasakhulayo ongabambana labo ekhaya mo.
Kuthiwa ilizwe likhululekile. Kodwa uma kuthi kufika isikhathi sokhetho, abantu bahlukumezwa enye indlela, abantu abangabomama bayarethwa, bayathini, abantu bayabulawa, abantu abaya emajeli abaqeda abantu, abalimaza abantu, ababotshwa, namaphoyisa sukuhamba uye emangala. Akusela ndaba yakho udaba lwakho luthathwa lufakwe emthethweni.
Hayi, uyibeke kuhle Moyo. Siyabonga ukungena kuhlelo ba.
Hayi, ngiyabonga mntaka Nkomo.
Ngomnumzana sikhumbuzo Moyo sitshayela ucingo kwele South Africa. Timotora mwe mtereri zvekare vasimba makoni ku South Africa. Vamakoni makadi. Hayi, watiripo kuriseku Joni uko.
Tungu daru, tungu zama.
Mapinda mchirongo wa mkomo wangu.
Aiwa, ndinoti enda chaevo. Yes, nyaya mkuma zamara, inondi barabata. You know, I was crying yeni nyaya uti munu ane muri. Ndoti nchino inyo ndi bata chukutanga. Muri yao, iko zinezi, ndandaka tarisa wana wawo, ndi chukona kwa wangu vision, na nangi zone randika, wana wawo as a parent. Inindi ne wana. Ndugu zetu fungwa tu wana wamkuma jamara barisi ni waripa stage ya gaita se, waripa jida na gaita se, waripa jida na gaita se, even society mwanengu wa jifamba, waripu urara masi. Kepiri, nduda kuta waraninya ya wa msara o Linda. Nduda kwa tienda sikuru ni basara waripu ija. Awasa wakati wese wano shinga sikudaru. Nandu wa jita waninya utuzo ni masara pura ya wakaru wa ninya ya kutura mafutuzi. Ichocho njocho kwa adi chocho. Chokwadi chezinoitika hachibudi chinobuda manyepo muZimbabwe. Zvinzokunyeba zvinyango zvikanzi kune nzara chaipo chaipo. Haibude nzara iyo. Ndoshamisika kuti tonzwa kuti zvina hakuna kana nzara kuZimbabwe pato vanhu vachitofa nechi nenzara. Saka no ndiri kutenda chaizvo. Ni basa riri kuitwa navamuzvare. Nevese vari kumirira especially kodzero dzevanhu. Kuti hamusina kodzero dzevanhu muZimbabwe. Totally. Hapasina vanhu vanongorohwa, vanhu vari kushungurudzwa so. Which is so sad. Kundauti government yacho hapana kana vakuru vacho vatungamiriri vedu vacho hawana zvavanotaura about kudisappear kwevanhu. Hawana zvavanotaura about kurwa kwevanhu. Meaning to say they are involved in that. If they were not involved, they would do something panyaya yamukoma dzamara. Hatinombotanzwa kuti zvoni nyaya yamukoma dzamara yakazombove address kwakaunti yaka hapana zvakanzikwa. Ndanzwa mukoma Patterson dzamara waitaura kuti zvoni iro sezvo hapasina kana feedback yatiri kuwana from the police. Which is so sad. Tugurira mapenyu huru wacho.
Aiwa, tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa mukoma makoni kuti nguva ndizo dzatyana regai timbovhara chirongwa timbo wind down.
No, iri bongo mamutungamiri maita basa kana kunipinda muchirongwa. Inyaya yekuti munhu tinopinda tine shungu pakati pemoyo. Saka zvinei zviri pakati pemoyo izvo ngai hazvizotauri chese chaizvo.
Hai no, zvinonetsa mukoma wangu. Asi ticharamba tichikurukura nemi muchirongwa.
Aiwa, ndo gara ndinopinda munozviziva pai.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you
so much. Yeah, back to you, Mr. Mavinga is a human rights activist and a lawyer. We are heading towards a very you know, crucial time that normally is accustomed by violence, you know, emotions run high among political activists, and that's the election time 2018. we have a general election. How do you see the issue of human rights playing out ahead of this crucial time?
I think I want to agree with what Linda has said, and also to give a warning that in Zimbabwe, since 1980, and we all know that President Mugabe has been in charge since 1980, nothing has changed. The infrastructure of violence in terms of state security remains intact and ready and on standby. It is a military machinery that can be deployed with precision. So people should not fool themselves to believe that there has been change. The electoral environment is steeped in ZANU-PF's favor. So for the opposition groups and others who think they will go into this election, they are wasting their time if they go into those elections without the adequate reforms, without, you know, a demilitarization of state institutions, without a demobilization of the infrastructure of violence, without systems that can ensure accountability for abuses. Because what happened in 1980, 1985, 1990, up to 2000, 2002, 2005, 2008, and 2013 will be repeated. Mark my words. Because the moment ZANU-PF senses defeat, it resorts to violence. It has been a violent party since before independence. We all know that it had ZANLA as a guerrilla movement. So ZANU-PF has remained at heart a guerrilla movement that believes in the use of violence to achieve political ends. So this is the problem that we have, and therefore human rights are dispensed of easily, because for ZANU-PF they believe that nothing can stand between them and the retention of political power. And if the opposition groups don't understand this, then we are heading for a major disaster, because without a massive pull by all forces coming together, really it will be a repeat, if not worse, of what we witnessed in 2008, where more than 200 MDC supporters were killed by people who were known but who remain free to this day. So we talk of impunity, of lack of accountability, of no justice, of a breakdown in the rule of law. This is what we're experiencing, and this is what we are likely to experience come 2018 election.
Any prospects of change and a clean, you know, election that that is accepted by everyone?
Well, the only possibility would be for the people of Zimbabwe to come together, the opposition forces to cast away their personal interests and say, let's put the interests of Zimbabwe first. Only that formidable force that really brings the bedrock of the people of Zimbabwe together against this regime can result in sufficient reform. But now you hear people saying, we are going into elections, we are going to contest and win. It's dreaming. They are in dreamland. They are in cloud cuckoo land. They don't know what is happening. They must wake up and smell the coffee and realize that ZANU-PF remains the same since 1980, and it is a party that has been driven by violence and will resort to violence for as long as it controls state machinery. So the people must come together. Everyone must join hands. This is the time to unite.
Mm-hmm. Well said there, Mr. Mavinga. And our final letter comes through WhatsApp. And the listener here says, Anzi, iwe Linda Masarira, ukwane wa zvinzwa. Why da kuwa ikumaisepi ma picture acho, ndimi mauraya nyika. 30 seconds, Linda, you have the right of reply. And just 30 seconds, we are out of time.
Vanhu vakaita sei vavo ndo vauraya nyika nekuti havanzwire vamwe vanhu vane ganda bema rinenge ravo. Isu takazvaurwa tine mwoyo wekunzwira nekuti hatidi kuona vanhu vachitambudzika nekuti kune ruzhinji rwakafa muhondo yeChimurenga ichiedza kurwira kuti munhu wese weganda bema agone kuraramawo mune zvakanaka zvakasununguka achirapwa pane nguva vana vese vachienda kuchikoro zvakasununguka.
Time is no longer our best ally. Linda, let's leave it there. And thanks to the listeners and our guests, Linda Masarira, Charles Inyoni, lawyer Dewa Mavinga, and everyone else at home. Time to disconnect. I'm Tungameli Nkomo. Same time next week, same day, same radio station, Studio 7.